nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried.
Begin the second hour off the beaten path here. I have to go back to my notes here. Look at Talk Radio. One of my favorite movies from Eric Bogosian. And the quote was, you're scared of the boogeyman, but you can't live without him. And that's what coronavirus is turning out to be. People are thinking the boogeyman, the bubonic plague here, it's like it's exposure, infection, and death, and maybe diarrhea in between. That's why there's been a big run on all the toilet paper. It's amazing. People are just not thinking here. And that's what I'm saying. Thinking, common sense, critical thinking here. Just look at the pure numbers of what we're looking at here on the size of a population. And you don't have pandemic, you have panicdemic, and you have a mainstream media that is very much hyping this story to, like I said, there's many layers of the onion on this one here. The economic reset is just this one. That's a big one because you've heard the song dance there, the line, it's always about the money. It's always about the money. That's true. I mean, mainly everything in this world, when it comes down to corruption or whatever, it's always about the money. That's true. Go back to the phones here. Tony in Chicago, you're on.
Yeah, just real quick. So look at where's the first revolt going to start? Okay, just look at this. Has been going on
first
a week.
What?
Revolt. When businesses just say, look, we're going to open up, I don't care, yep. We're going back to work, not enough people are dying, this is a bunch of garbage. And then if the cops start closing, when do the bullets fly? I mean, it's not going to happen here. Okay, this city is extremely left-wing and or totally dumbed-down sports fan idiots. That's what this is here. I'm sorry if I offended anybody.
Where would you theorize it would happen at? Where?
They're going to do any. They'll go along with anything up here, except maybe some of the black population, which is very Jew-wise up here. They know about the New World Order, but the white population is just a total disgrace to our race in this area here. But that's my point. So this can't keep. This can't go on. I say another week, people are going to get sick of this somewhere in the country. And they say we're going to go back to work and we're going to open up the businesses. We're not going to live like this. That's the point I wanted to make.
I hope you're right, Tony. I hope you're right because I am sick and tired of this myself. And your sports fanatics, people, they're going to be the ones. No sports on TV. Watch the domestic violence go up.
The tempers
start to flare. The wife gets an elbow. The wife gets a smack. I want my sports on TV. And you watch. They're going to have more police calls, domestic violence, because you've taken their sports away, and they don't want to watch reruns. They want the real thing here. Hey, I appreciate your call, Tony.
All
need
right,
to move
thanks.
On here. Dan in Washington, you're on the show. Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I agree and I disagree. I'm not ready to call it a hoax because it seems that the death rate, you know, we haven't got an official number, but if it's like 5%, and that's pretty huge, you know, and I go online on the Drudge Report, it has a sick map, and the numbers seem to be almost doubling pretty much every day. But I do definitely
Okay,
think...
Okay, Dan, let me stop, but
yeah,
let me
I'm
stop
not
you there.
Say
let
I
me
know.
Stop you there.
Okay.
Okay, let me stop you there. Hold on quick. I'm just going to throw something at you, and let me get your opinion on this. Did you think that the regular flu last year, let's say the true number the CDC told us, and I know this is a bogus number because they were pushing the vaccine at the time, but let's say the regular flu killed 80,000 people last year and nobody claimed pandemic, shut down the economy. None of that ever happened with 80,000 people. And now you're seeing everything shut down for 340 people in the United States have died. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I agree. You know, and I guess that's why I'm just waiting to see. I mean, I know in Italy the rate of death per infection, if it is 5%, it could turn out to be a lot more than that 80,000 dead number, but I just don't know yet. I mean, I'm just waiting to see.
Well, actually, how Italy, it all Italy has here. Italy's dead is actually their infection positive 53,000 approximately dead 4,825 people out of a population of 60 million people.
Well, so
you know, there was do you remember the whole thing with Mothers Against Drug Driving? You remember that MAD? Do you realize how many people die from drinking and driving every year? How many people die from heart attacks every year? How many people die from this and that cancer? And, you know, those things aren't alarming. For some reason, they're not alarming. And they're huge.
Well, I agree, and I think, well, the economic thing I saw.
Somebody's treating 340 people dead as if it's 340,000 dead.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting to see how it goes the next couple of weeks because I saw immediately the economic, like I just bought some silver and the silver price dropped and globally they're using it to crack down on the economy and in this police state, it does seem like a plan, like they knew the economy was going to crash, so I don't know if the virus is going to turn out to be something or not, but it's turned into something huge because it's the reason for now the global police state depression we're going to be in, maybe.
it's the excuse of why the economy crashes, but if you think about it, it really shouldn't have crashed the economy. It really shouldn't.
Right.
But you see, you've disrupted that. You've disrupted the supply chain from China to the United States, and since we don't manufacture anything, this thing's been hyped up so well. This is, like I said, like Chris said, this is a great psyop. I mean, this was well orchestrated. It was pushed by your mainstream media. Nobody challenged it, and they actually increased the hype on it. But it doesn't pan out to be a pandemic. It is a panic-demic. Hey, thanks for your call. I need to move on, Dan.
Thanks.
Chance in West Virginia, you're on the show.
Hello, Steve.
Hey,
yeah, Eric Bogosian said a mouthful in that movie. That really explains it. Steve, I'm a pet lover, and it was a little tough to hear about your little buddy there.
He's doing all right now.
I have pets. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I have pets, and they mean the world to me. Now, the reason why I called is I have some kin over on the Gulf Coast of Florida, and they're in pretty much a pretty conservative area. And he was telling me it's pretty much a ghost town where he's at.
Yeah.
And this is the busiest time of the year, he was telling me, where tourists come down, and it's practically dead. And he went to a local pet shop to buy dog food for his puppies. And would you believe he had to wait at the door, write the name of the dog food down, give it to the clerk. The clerk went and got it and brought it to him outside the door. This is how they're reacting in that part of Florida.
Well, earlier, this is like that. Yeah, Chance, this is like that show on TV, which I have not watched, the Walking Dead. This coronavirus is the Walking Dead. Everybody is suspect to be a carrier. And like I said, if you have a healthy immune system, you're going to be fine with this. It's just those elderly with the weak immune systems that have to worry. Now, if you're going to do a quarantine, let me throw something at you here. Think about this, Chance. If you're going to do a quarantine, you really wanted to protect the people that were most susceptible to getting this and dying, which is your elderly, let's say 65, 70 years or older, and these retirement communities. Why not just quarantine them and make sure that nobody gets in those areas to bring them the infection? The youth aren't dying from this unless they have something really wrong with them. They're not dying from this. So why not segregate the elderly in the retirement communities, keep them separate, quarantine them until this is all over if you want to protect them. But you've shut down the entire world here, the United States and the world. This is crazy, and it doesn't pan out. It doesn't
pan
out.
Yes, it is crazy.
This is a major psyop that was sold to us. We've been brainwashed. They've been brainwashed. I haven't been by the mainstream media, and there's an agenda played out here, many, many layers to that stinky onion, no doubt about it.
Well, of course there is, Steve. You know what I see? I see cold, hard cash, won't buy food, and it won't buy precious metals. This is what I see coming. And I'll give you a current update from my state. As of yesterday, we have 25. We were up from one case up by the panhandle, eastern panhandle, up by Maryland line. Now we have 25 positive cases, so they say, and 200 people awaiting test results. This was as of yesterday. Now, I don't know what to make of it, but that's what's going on here, so they say.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Hold on a second. I want to talk about something else here. This government, well, they said this thing came out of nowhere. They had no idea it was coming, and that's BS. They did. Okay. That's true.
Of course.
Four or five days in testing to find out if you're positive is a long time to wait. Now you can identify the flu itself in the hospital within at least a day. You'll find out, yes, they're positive flu. And then you treat whatever you need to treat on it, which antivirals don't work. It's other things we give it. Maybe it's got a bacterial portion of the virus, and maybe you can treat that with antibiotic, but you can't treat the virus. So hydration, electrolytes, other things you may give them, and then you send them home. I mean, you don't keep anybody in ICU unless they have some comorbidities and they have the flu and they have some lung problems or breathing problems, saturation problems. I understand that. But 4 to 5 days to wait for your results. Boy, they sure dropped the ball on that one. Now he's saying that we're trying to find a test. Evidently, it's possible that they have a test that they can identify if you're positive or not in 45 minutes. I heard that before I came on air. This is amazing. Well, that's good. That's a good thing to do. But how long have you known that? If that's true, how long have you known that? Like I said...
Right.
Keeping this fear up is what they want to do. My theory is they'll get it down, the Dow down to about 15,000. They'll finally said, okay, it's all over. The virus is gone. We go back to work, however long it takes. We start to massage that thing again and start pumping it up again. And the millions and billions have been transferred. The money wealth has been taken, redistributed. The wealthier are wealthier. Mm-hmm. They own more business now. They're going to buy their competition. The little businessman, he's history. More store closures, more people unemployed, and round and round we go to repair America.
They're ready to put the clamp down, Steve. Steve, if I may end on one note, please. I heard Frank from North Carolina call into Farron's show. I would like to make an appeal to all your listeners to bow their head and say a prayer for Frank's well-being. He's not doing too well, and he's
no, he's not.
It would be.
How long ago was that? Chance, how long ago was that? The call in.
I heard the repeat of the show. I didn't hear the morning show. I heard it at 1 a.m. My time, and I heard he's not doing so good. He's in an assisted living facility, and like I said, I would like to make an appeal to all your listeners to please pray for Frank.
I agree. I agree with you,
Chance.
Thank you for bringing that up again.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chance. John in California, you're on the show.
Yeah, hello there,
John,
Steve.
Are you there?
I am here. So, I'll try to get done with this really quickly. I just wanted to summarize two major points, which are, maybe you've already covered them. I turned into your show late, but... They do cement the idea that this whole thing is nothing but a psyop. When this whole thing started, as I recall vividly, when I first started hearing about that there was something going on in China, was somewhere around the beginning of February. And what I had heard was that, from major news stories and stuff that I read on the Internet, that all the factories in China were shut down because of this coronavirus thing, and then they started giving it a name and so forth, and so is that pretty true the way you heard it too? Is that pretty close?
Yeah, and I also want to bring up something else that's interesting. I thought about that when the United States, when corporate in America sold their countries, they sold this country out, and they sent their manufacturing abroad to China. They made the deals. The politicians cut the deals. to avoid the EPA and avoid their unions and other things so they could get the cheap labor and the product sent back and make the high profit. When they when they exported their manufacturing to China, they also exported the pollution. And that's why, and China has no real regulation, EPA, to monitor their pollution output. They don't really care. So we here in this country, we care about pollution. They don't care about pollution. So on top of having all this pollution in their atmosphere, then on top of that, when Big Tobacco got sued and lost their shirt, they lost a lot of clientele, paid out a huge sum of, I think, $450 billion in fines and penalties. So the money they lost in the U.S. consumer for cigarettes, they've decided to market China. So China got picked up on the smoking here. It was glamorous, Hollywood. They wanted to be like America and Hollywood, you know. So they lost a portion of the proceeds, the revenue here in the United States for tobacco, picked it up in China. So now if you factor in very, very poor air quality, I mean really bad air quality, and smoking on top of it, you already have lung injury. And it doesn't take a whole lot to get a respiratory, this is mainly a respiratory disorder here, leading to a pneumonia. So if you have impaired lungs already and you pick up this thing, well, that's not good. And if you have some other underlying health problems, that's even worse. So if we wonder why people were dying in China, you've been breathing bad air, there are a lot of smokers there, lung injury, bring this into the equation here, and that's why they had death there.
Yeah, anyway, let me make the finishing point about this thing in early February as to why all the factories were closed down in China. It's because it was the Chinese New Year, and the Chinese New Year starts, it's officially, it's the year of the rat, it's called, and it's officially, the first day of the year of the rat was on January 25th, although the official government holiday lasts from January 24th to the 30th, and the whole thing is, it's not just 1 week, it's between 1 week and 4 weeks, which is roughly a month. The majority of factories are fully closed from between 2 and 4 weeks. I'm reading directly from this website. The website, just so you don't think I'm blowing smoke, is insight-quality.com, and then there's some words about the Chinese New Year factory shutdowns. So the idea that this all was instigated by, I'm not saying the flu virus wasn't there. I'm saying that the reason that all the factories were down, and this was all planned to be coincidental to further, you know, help the hyperbole and all the exaggeration and all the lies that were told as to why they were down. They were down because it's the Chinese New Year, and
well,
apparently
I'll look that up. I don't have much knowledge on that. I can't comment on that, but I'll look
that up.
That's
point number one. Point number two. Yeah. I would think you have some probably more expertise in this. And this is based, it's also, I found out about 3 days ago that there is a chemical, a medicine, a malaria medicine called chloroquine that has shows 100% cure rate.
How about 100%, but I did read about that and another medication too. I did read that a couple days ago. Yeah.
So when you put all that together, it's a hoax, and on top of that, there are cures for it. Why do we have to be vaccinated? You know, I agree with you about two or three callers ago. The whole thing is a charade, and I'm not going to send in this application form to be a monk at the local Trappist monastery because I'm looking for more social workings with other people. You know, so anyway, that was a dumb joke.
I appreciate your call.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Steve.
I appreciate your call. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Thanks. I'll check into that, insightquality.com. I'll check into that. I don't know much about that, but I'll check it out. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
So what we have here is the greatest non-pandemic story ever sold to the American people, without actually having a true high number death toll to instill that fear. You are to be afraid and fearful because we tell you so. Listen to us. We wouldn't lie to you. We're the United States government. We'd never lie to you. Never. Donald Trump is going to have to ditch his MAGA. Make America great again. He's going to have to go to something else because after this economic disaster here, when this thing finally ends, it's going to be so devastating. We're not going to have the money to pay this and that. And of course, the corporations will want their bailouts. And I want to talk about that here in a little bit after a couple more of these calls of why I will not go there. I will not give them the bailout. No, not at all. He's going to have to forget MAGA. That's going to irritate people. It's going to anger people. When they lose their jobs, make America great again. They want to be able to pay their rent, pay their car, their mortgages. They're going to be really hard times here. Americans have a lot of debt, not much in the bank. They're going to go through that pretty fast if we don't end this pretty soon here and push back and say, hey, wait a minute here. You don't have it. This is nonsense. We're going back to work and pretty much tell the government, no, this is it. We're done. We're going back to work. This is nonsense. You fooled us again, by the way. I can't believe it. You did it on weapons of mass destruction. Now you did it again. I don't know. I don't know why Americans are so gullible and so stupid to believe everything they're told without really looking at it closely, questioning, asking questions, and expecting answers back. I guess maybe a good one for Donald Trump instead of MAGA would be RAT. Rebuild America Today. RAT. How about that? Have a big hat. RAT in 2020. Trump. RAT 2020. Rebuild America Today. That might go. And the Democrats would surely be on board on that one with RAT. But they're just as guilty as he is for fudging the numbers and lying about all the quantity of easing and plunge protection, all that propping up a Wall Street hyper-evaluation there. All that's both their faults because one covered for the other. Go back to the phones here, and we've got, looks like, Dave in Nevada.
Hello.
Dave, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. I have a couple of observations about why I don't, if this thing is for real, I don't think the government's actually really concerned about stopping the spread if it's real, and I'll tell you why.
Right.
Because if they were truly concerned about a foreign virus coming in from outside of the United States, they would shut down the border immediately.
Exactly. Why? Well, like it would be, yes. Yep.
Yeah, it would be absolutely unquestionable by both parties.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Right. Yep. But that's not happening.
Makes sense to me. Yeah.
The second thing is this. Everyone knows that the most vulnerable, if it's for real again, I don't know if it's for real or not, it's the people that are actually perishing, they're all elderly, and everyone knows that by now. I hope
exactly.
They know that.
Exactly, right.
And the doctors who are, even the government doctors who are admitting this, they're saying that they're dying because they have a weak immune system.
Very true, yes.
So if that's true, and it's an immune system, if it's an immune system issue, why wouldn't the government just say, hey, do what you're doing, keep working, just boost everyone just boost your immune system?
That's right.
But they don't say that, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't say that. They just,
if the elderly are the target for this and dying because of this, then why not just quarantine the elderly in their villages there? Down here in Florida, we got retirement villages everywhere. And if they're the ones that are primarily getting it and dying, why not just quarantine them?
Yeah, exactly.
Would you save them if you quarantine them? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm having a real problem with the numbers because somehow I get a feeling that the numbers that they're getting, they're fudging this definition of what this coronavirus is, and if some old person dies, they kind of attach it to the coronavirus. That's my feeling.
They do. They do. Let me give you an example of that real fast, Dave. That we had a guy down here in South Florida, 95 years old, that died, and they said coronavirus killed him. Well, they forgot to tell you he has congestive heart failure, he has diabetes, and he has COPD, chronic pulmonary obstructive disorder. He was a smoker. So you have three comorbidities right there, and he gets something. His immune system is already very weak because of these things, and so you give him the flu. He's 95 years old, and he dies. So the comorbidities become lethal because his immune system can't handle the new addition of something else taxing the immune system. He can't fight it off. He dies. He's 95 years old, and they played it up big because it's coronavirus. Now, I'll tell you right now what I think, because when we see all these fudge numbers. We've seen fudge numbers on unemployment, the income, the GDP, everything, national debt. All these numbers have been fudged and lied. Every one of them is a lie. The Baltic Dry Index numbers, a lie number. Okay, keeping that in mind, what's to say that deaths from the regular flu are not being tabulated and tossed on to the coronavirus to give higher numbers? What's to say that's not being done right now? As dishonest as these people are, I would not be surprised if they're not doing that already.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I can't say for sure because I'm a nobody, so I'm not privy to that type of information whether it's true or not. Here's what I think about this whole tie into the economy. In a way, I think what the government, they knew that this was going to happen. Of course. There's no way they did not know. Okay, we have to assume that.
Exactly.
So they plan this event.
Yeah.
They plan this in conjunction with the virus, and I'll tell you why it's kind of civilized what they're doing. If the markets broke down naturally and there was no virus cover-up to cover up this economy, there'd be pandemonium.
There would be.
There'd be
Donald
real
Trump
pandemonium.
Would not get back in 2020. That's true. They need somebody to blame on this. They cannot blame Donald Trump on this. And this is a perfect scapegoat. This is the perfect patsy. He has somebody to blame for something they needed to happen. He has the perfect country to blame because we hate China anyway. This is perfect for him.
The way that they're closing down all these businesses, all they're doing, they're preempting what was going to happen, that the economy was going to collapse. So they're preempting it, and they're just using this as that's the only explanation that I can give. So instead of people getting angry at the government, they just say there's nothing we can do because of this virus now. See? Right. It's beautiful the way I have to say, in a way, it's civilized because the other alternative would be complete chaos. I really do think it would be like that.
Maybe that's what they thought when they did it, because they knew it was coming.
Look at how controlled people are.
Yeah. Well, they kept talking about recession. We got more than that going on. We actually got a depression now. They knew it was coming. Well, they've been kind of easing us into a recession is coming. A recession is coming. Things are going to slow down. Well, it had to slow down a lot more than just a little bit. They actually had to bring this thing down. Like I said, they need to bring that Dow down. This thing has been pumped up way beyond where it should be. I theorize when this is all said and done, all the corporations that don't survive, don't get the bailouts and survive, there'll be some nice investigations. They'll be investigating. We'll find out how many Enrons were on Wall Street, how many had cooked books for the investor to say, stay in the market, we're doing great. How many of them had cooked books? I think there's a lot of Enrons out there. A lot of Enrons, and they're going to be found out about. And those CEOs, look for those CEOs to be taking a hike here, getting those nice umbrella parachute.
They're
going to get
vacation.
Some nice money, get out while they can, while the company still has the money. They're going to get the money and get out of town.
Real quickly, last point. You were talking about those $1,000 checks, and you're asking how are they going to pay for it. Well, we're going to pay for it, and the way I think it's going to work is through hyperinflation. That's how we're going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it with hyperinflation.
You got to have a certain number of people working to have jobs to squeeze for taxes.
So I don't know.
They may have to cut their military budget.
No, I don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening either. But
when does the government ever cut military spending? Yeah,
they don't. They don't.
They increase it.
Every year they increase it.
Yeah.
They use up what they need to say we didn't have enough, and so they ask for more. Yeah.
I mean, people should be really upset about the amount of money that we spend, over $700 billion a year on military. $700 billion a year. That's ridiculous.
You know, it came to mind. I was talking to my tech guy. I was talking to my tech guy the other day, and I said, hey, our good friends Israel, can we ask him for that $30, $40 billion back we gave him last year? Can we ask him for that back?
Because
we're in hard times. Can we get that back?
Yeah. I tell people like these facts, and they don't care. it doesn't register the consequences of this kind of spending. And now we're paying for it. So anyways, gotta let you go.
Okay, appreciate the call. Gotta move on to next call here. We got Charlie in Los Angeles. Charlie's gone. Call back, Charlie. Ken in New York, you're on the show.
Hi, Steve.
There you go, Ken.
I'm wondering if anybody's watching toilet paper stocks. Have they been dropping the way all the other stocks have, or are they going up? I'm not at my machine right now.
I mean, they're not going up. They're kind of, you expect them to go up, and they weren't. We were talking about that. Vincent Fanelli and I were talking about that. And we couldn't figure out why the stock wasn't going up. The toilet paper is coming off the shelves. It's funny that, you know, one of the things you get maybe diarrhea with this CV-19, but I was looking at the shelves. I went to the grocery store and I was doing the inventory. What's missing here? Of course, all the hand sanitizer, bleach was missing. Evaporative milk is gone. I noticed sugar and flour are gone. So I guess they're going to be making a lot of cookies and cakes while they're on this time off from work. But I tell you what, I do theorize what's going to happen, though. We are going to see, and I'm going to go on a record saying this, we are going to see a baby boom 9 months from now. I kid you not. We are going to see a baby boom, and the hospitals will be looking at this very closely, just like 9/11, when things were shut down, everybody was close together, quarters, people get a little frisky there. In 9 months from now, we're going to have a baby boom. Hospitals will be building onto their maternity wards, their OB clinics will be getting bigger. And, you know, it's all because the Democrats are saying it's all because Donald Trump, it's his fault. And Donald Trump said, I said hunker, not humper. And so the Democrats are all upset. They're blaming Donald Trump for this new this baby boom that's going to happen just because he said hunker. And they said, no, he said humper. So look for that one to happen. Baby boom, 9 months from now.
I have another thing to say about the thought that I had wasn't so much about how I can be delicate about this, about diarrhea and a lack of toilet paper. It was the idea that we might be returning from time to time back to when, you know, like the ancient Romans did. You only ate with one hand and did everything else with the other hand.
Right.
Which I think some Muslims are still doing that today in maybe Somalia.
Maybe. Anything else, Ken?
No. Good night.
I appreciate your call. I do appreciate it. Back to the phones here. David in Ohio, you're on the show.
Hey, Steve. Anyways, I want to make a couple
of quick
points.
Nobody got my joke. Nobody got that joke. Did you get that joke I just told? Okay. I thought it was pretty good. I told it, and people laughed. And, well, I can't hear you laughing out there, but hunker instead of humper. I thought that was good. But go ahead. What's your question?
Well, I don't have a question. I have a couple comments. I used to be a Democrat, and I was active in the 9/11 Truth Movement, active in the war, bring our troops home, end all wars movement. I was at an extremely large rally in Washington, D.C. in 2005. Most of the people there were, they were left-leaning. I'm no longer, obviously, a liberal or left-leaning. I'm a staunch conservative. But here's my point. When Barack Obama came to town, the war movement, the anti-war movement, blew away like a tumbleweed on a Texas road. And then we got Trump coming into town. And then all of a sudden we got this QAnon crapola coming around, right? Okay, right. So I was just on Chet Tango, and somebody confronted Murr about promoting QAnon, and she said, ban coming. Let me tell you, the truth stands alone. It doesn't have a steering wheel, and it doesn't need to be censored. And my point is, this QAnon, what are their points? Number one, they said that trust the plan, right? Trust the plan. Well, what is the plan? We're three steps away from being put in a FEMA camp right now. Right?
You know, I agree.
We need to collapse the economy over this extremely hyped up.
David, what is the number of indictments, sealed indictments? Remember how that went up 20,000 indictments, 40,000 indictments?
Right.
What are they up to now?
I have no idea. Here's the thing. We don't need to collapse the economy to get Tom Hanks, okay?
Right.
I've seen the marshals work. They swoop in, they get their guy, and they fly out. This is all we've been suckered. This QAnon is a sophisticated psychological operation that has captured minds. And that's my final point. And I just want to let you know, shout out to Tony and a shout out to Chance and a shout out to you. You're on fire and keep laying the gauntlet.
Appreciate it.
And Frank.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Take care.
I agree with you 100%. PSYOP, no doubt about it. Yeah. I never believed in, I gave QAnon a little bit of attention at first, but then I started thinking, wait a minute, somebody on the inside was leaking out information like this, and it would go against Donald Trump. They would surely shut it down and find out who it was, the leaker. and it never happened. All we kept hearing was they're trying to help. It's his little team of QAnon that's going to bring Hillary to justice. And, of course, we know that's never, ever going to happen. The government will collapse. And I say I wish it would. You know, a nice reset, clean house, term limitations, get rid of all the politicians, start over, bring that wage down to something reasonable. These people are making way too much. I'd like to know what their stock holdings are, because I don't want somebody in there who's vested in the war machine deciding war for this country. I don't want those people in office. We've got so much corruption in Washington. It's time to clean house. And I think QAnon was 40,000 in sealed indictments, 60,000, 80,000. I haven't seen one person brought to justice. So after that didn't happen, after a while, I had to discount QAnon and said, no, not buying it. I'm not buying it at all. Nothing has happened. It's encouraging to say something is going to happen, but it never does. Done with it. We move on. Charlie in it's like Los Angeles or Louisiana. Louisiana? Charlie, you're on. Charlie, are you there? Charlie going once, twice. Charlie.
I'm here.
There you go.
You got me?
Yeah. Are you in L.A. or Louisiana? Where are you?
Los Angeles, L.A.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. There was a few callers back was talking. Okay. There was a few callers back that was talking about the factories being shut down. That's absolutely right. It's over the Chinese New Year. The Chinese get 10 days guaranteed off every Chinese New Year. So, first of all, I don't even think anybody died over that virus. Second of all, this reminds me, this is like a huge mass shooting. They're always giving us these numbers about how many people have been affected, how many people have been infected. But really, where's the evidence to any of this? You're believing people on the TV. You're believing women.
That's true.
You're believing minorities.
You make a good point.
And you're believing Jews. You don't see any white men. You don't see any white men on TV telling you about the coronavirus. Okay? On my mind, this whole thing is a hoax. It's all about revolution in the air, and they want to get these kids away from the schools and away from each other, and they want to get people away from each other because there's a little too much religion and politics being discussed, and they want to shut it down. And if you think this is going to end quickly, it's not. This is going to go on and on and on. You watch. I don't think this will end in 6 weeks. This kids aren't going back to school, dude. In some places like New York, the kids will not go back to school. They're going to keep them at home. They're going to keep them on the online. They do not want these kids talking politics and religion with each other anymore. Thanks for taking the call.
Right, right. You got it. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. I agree with you. No, nothing. I have no objection. What you said, everything you've said, it was right on the mark. No problem. We're going to go back to the phones here. I think I skipped over somebody. Sorry about that. Skipped over Dave in Ohio. Dave, are you there? Dave, are you there?
I'm not Dave, but I'm here.
Is that Murr?
Yes.
Okay, I've got Dave here. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me go down again, and there's Murr. I'll take Murr right now. Dave, if you're there, hang in. Okay, Murr.
Okay.
You're on.
I just wanted to say, in my defense, in the chat room, there were several derogatory terms towards me. It wasn't just about Q. And besides, if I want to look into Q, I can. Do you want to look at Talmudia?
Sure, you can.
You can. Okay.
So somebody said something bad about me, Murr?
Pardon me? About you?
What did they say about me? Yeah.
They didn't say about you. It's about me.
Oh, I thought you said they said something bad about me. Okay.
No, they're saying derogatory stuff about me. So I don't know why this Dave just wants to say that one thing. Very childish, I think. You know, if you don't like it, fine. You can do the research. Listen, the mainstream media tells you not to read it.
You do a lot of research.
I do.
You do.
Aspartame. Did you research that yet?
I did, and I forgot, but I remembered, and I went back and refreshed my memory. And thank you for bringing that to my attention. I really do.
Hey, man, we're all in this together.
No, I don't like that stuff. I don't. It's scary to think about all this. these chemicals we're putting in our bodies. And here, I'm Mr. Anti-Vaccine here because it's not necessary. And then I got to watch what I drink, too, because there's things in there I shouldn't be putting in my body. And thanks for reminding me on that anyway.
It's not even on the labels. This is the thing that Rumsfeld got through when he worked for Searle and got the FDA to pass it through. And he never should have. It's it's poop from bacteria. And a coroner that, you know, cracked open the skulls of many Alzheimer patients when they passed away, said they reeked of formaldehyde. It's because this stuff is in everything.
Right.
You know? And that's what it causes, damage. They don't care about us. I have a, you know, I can't shake it, and I don't want to. I have a really good, happy, positive feeling, you know, partly because maybe I'm used to living like a happy, frugal hermit. So it's a fun thing. Actually, enjoy yourself and get plenty of rest and stay hydrated. Yeah?
I agree.
And if you want to study whatever you want to study, study it. Okay, and don't have to go tell teacher. Okay?
I got it. Thanks, Marv. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Did David from Ohio ever come back? Say it again. Okay, hold on a second. Before I get to Fred here, because Fred is long-winded. Nice guy, but he's long-winded. I discussed why I did not want to give the bailouts for the corporations. But you know what? I'm still kind of concerned about the bailout for the American themselves, because it could be one of those conditioning elements here to make us make people dependent on the United States government, kind of a socialism thing here going on. So we start the ball rolling with jobs disappearing and people are on the dole. They get their subsidies and living, and of course they'll have to do the right things. They'll have to comply with vaccines and vote the right way to keep the people back in that give out the goodies. So it could be one of those situations, also a conditioning for socialism. But I don't know. How far can you go with it? This woman I was talking to, the hairdresser where the girl cuts the hair, she's going to get, supposedly, I guess, by Trump's plan, $4,200. That's 1 month. And she's out a second month or a third month. Is this going to continue? It probably will not. And that's not going to hold over very long. So is it going to be one of those conditionings for socialism and creating a dependent population on government? Could it be that? I don't know. They're pretty easy to give the money to the corporations. We saw that back in 2008, the bankers. I am not for giving corporations money at all, bailouts, none. And here's why. If a corporation is not smart enough to have enough resources in their back pocket there to ride out a storm, then they really shouldn't be in business to begin with. The strong will survive, the weak will die, and what corporations will learn from those who did die is how to do it much better when they come back and have a better business model and a better plan to survive hardship. And so we're not doing these people any favors by saving a corporation that is a very bad corporation that doesn't plan well for the future, has no insight, and is not good with the coin, the dollar there. Has no resources, backup resources, can't ride out the storm, shouldn't be alive, should let it die, and that's what we need to do. The strong will survive, and the other ones who don't, new ones will pop up, and maybe they'll do it right this time. So no corporate bailouts whatsoever, none, zero. And as far as the citizen themselves, that's a touch and go. I don't know where that's going to go. I don't know if this is conditioning. We've had welfare for how long? How long has welfare been around? Since the 60s? How did that all turn out? Welfare didn't turn out so well. Generation after generation after generation being taught to stay on it. You know, it created a dependence. Would this also create a dependence? Would technocracy take over? And maybe we're not needed so much anymore. So we'll have machines do your job. You just stay home. You be a good little patriot, good little citizen. Listen to the United States government when they tell you to do this or that. And if you do that, you'll get your benefits. You'll get your monthly check. I don't know how they're going to pay for it all, but maybe it is conditioning for socialism. I don't know. I'm going to go back to the phones here, and I'm going to put you on a time restriction here. Fred, a couple minutes, man. 3 minutes, because you go long.
Talk about long-winded, man. When's the last time you ever looked in the mirror?
It's my show. I could be long-winded.
Yeah, right, damn, Reed, man.
Let's go.
Hey, according to four former editors of the New England Journal of Medicine, Carolyn Dean, MD, Jerome Kassir, author of On the Take, Carolyn Dean is death by modern medicine. James Carter, MD, MPH, racketeering in medicine. Marcia Engel, the truth about the drug companies. 880,000 Americans are murdered by modern medical hypocrisy practices annually. 256,000 in medical concentration centers. That's what Robert Mendelson and Phil Donahue defined hospitals to be. So you got 256,000 in places like your place of employment.
By mass media, it's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
When he heard his first Beatles song, Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every
night.
And
we're back. Is Fred still there? Fred, you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, give me a minute, because I got to do a nice final close-up, so give you a minute. Go for it.
All right. As much as I want to administer a wingtip suppository to you, I'll do you a favor. If you ever have any kind of body work done, it's called shiatsu. Shiatsu.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, shiatsu.
I had dual sciatic nerve injuries that made my life a total living hell. And my girlfriend's mother was into shiatsu. She administered a session. I kid you not. I thought I was floating in cloud nine, man, after just 40 minutes of this, okay? And the other thing is, so that's shiatsu. Forget about deep tissue massage. That's a joke. Shiatsu is where it's at. The other thing, Frank Allen, you need to get with him. You and John need to bring him on. His latest episode about Mind Control UK, psychotronics, this all originated with CIA in the 60s, Project Pandora. I think this is what they're doing in all the school districts under the cover of this fraudulent scam of this so-called virus. By the way, the 80,000 figure you quoted, that's the combination of viral pneumonia and influenza virus.
Well, they had three different numbers. And it's like I said, when they're pushing the vaccine, they use the big number, 80,000. So, hey, I need to move on. Thanks for your call, Fred. Appreciate it. I just want to mention also about this vaccine that's coming, and they're going to be missing skipping some trials here. No doubt about it. They said a year to a year and a half, they're going to bump that thing up. This whole thing doesn't pan out. And I'm disappointed in so many people that have criticized me and said, you know, as if I don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, people, if I thought it was a real thing, the real deal, and I would come out and just tell you, yes, I'm in the medical industrial complex, I guess you want to call it. I work in medicine. I help people. I don't want to hurt people. And if I saw this to be something really, really to be concerned about, I would simply tell you it is what it is. It's something to be seriously watching. And I would tell you, take extra precaution, this and that. And I'm not doing that. You should be doing these things anyway, just like you would for the regular flu. And please continue to do that until it's actually out of the system here. I think it's pretty much gone because it's getting warm here. It's getting really hot down here in Florida. Everything dies down here in the heat. And as somebody mentioned earlier, this thing's going to die. How long will it take to die? Will they wait to keep it around until they get Wall Street down where they want it and then said, it's a miracle. It's gone now. And he certainly will take credit for it, that he stopped it from becoming mass casualties here. No doubt about it, because he's going to want you to vote him back in 2020. A vaccine, I guess Donald Trump was trying to woo a German company, pharmaceutical, to the United States. I'm not sure what kind of deal he's offered them, but to make an exclusive vaccine just for Americans only. How do you think that's going to go over? We won't share it with the rest of the world, and it'll be just for Americans. Now, if you talk about a weaponized pathogen, maybe you got a case now that the United States actually had weaponized this thing, because a vaccine and not sharing the cure with other people. Think about that. Amazing. Still got a little bit of time left. Couple minutes left. Yeah, it's crazy. Use your noodle. Think. Use critical thinking. Use common sense. Do the right things, and keep yourself protected. I'll be back on the show again tomorrow night with Mr. John Stadmiller for his show, The National Intel Report. Stay tuned. Coming up after me, Mr. Keith Rogers and his show, Perception Management. He's back in tune here. He's back in the saddle again. I love his theme song, by the way. He's got a great theme song, that Wyoming theme song. But I like mine also. I'm not going to trade it. Keith is a great guy. He's the hick in the sticks. And it works perfect for him on his show. So, health, happiness, and safe travels. Wash your hands. We will talk again. Good night.
About the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.